with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 584, up 6 1/4. March, 585 1/4, up 6 1/2. Soft December wheat, 503, up 4 1/2. March, 513 3/4, up 4 1/4. December corn, 339, up 5. March, 351 3/4, up 5. May, 360 1/4, up 4 1/2. July, 368 1/2, up 4 3/4. November soybeans, 927 3/4, up 5 1/4. January, 935 3/4, up 5 1/4. March, 944, up 5 1/4. July, 959 1/2. Up 5 3/4. October soybean meal, 342.70, up 3.40. October soybean oil, 32.38, up 10. October live cattle, 166.37 1/2, up 147 1/2. October feeders, 241.30, up 80. October lean hogs, 109.65, up 20. Buy your tickets today for our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference. It's November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. In addition to our great marketing panels on corn, cash grain, and soybeans, we've got keynotes on crop insurance, including the ARC-PLC decision and farmland values. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
December corn, it's up 5, was up about 11 cents last week, so it's building on what we saw last week. Is the market beginning to turn sideways in the corn? In other words, have we thrown just about all the bearish things that we can imagine at corn, and it has now found a home at the bottom and wants to go sideways?
Well, I don't know if we've thrown all the news at it we can throw at it. There's going to be more news as we move along in through here. But, no, the well-advertised early October low seasonally moves higher. Technically and seasonally, on the futures at least, is got the trade interest in being buyers. You know, today's a well-known Columbus Day holiday benchmark. We'll see what develops here. But, you know, weather-wise, you know, a lot of rain around. It's going to be slow going here for a while, and that's helping give the market a little bit of support. But to answer your question, I think we're, you know, going to consolidate here. I would expect these futures up front here, the lead contract towards this 350 area, you're going to find resistance. It moves back down in the low $3, you're going to find some support. I think we're going to be range-bound this winter. I think we're going to see the market you know, move back and forth with buyers under the market and sellers above the market. And what we're going to be faced with is D's could go off the board, then March rolls down where D's goes off. Once March goes off, then May rolls down. So we got carry in the marketplace, and I think it's going to take some type of major news in the Southern Hemisphere or in Asia to get the market to bust out of this trading range we're going to develop here over the next 6 months.
And it'll be a while before we see major news out of South America, at least for growing season.
Well, we've already speculated. You know, early weather developments, you know, it's dry. Now they got a little moisture in the forecast in that northeast region.
Mm-hmm.
But you're kind of picking and choosing. Most of the talk's going to be supporting one's position. You know, if one's long, they're going to find the dry spots to talk about. If one's short to market, they're going to talk about the wetter spots.
What we need to see is corn demand pick up.
Well, it's strong. We got huge corn demand. We just need to see a pickup more from the bull side, like you're
kind of
hitting
on.
Yes. When you look at record production and record usage, for say, It's going to be one of those years where, we need to make sure that demand hangs around more than anything. And probably the biggest growth area here short term would be the export side. That's what we've got to watch. When you look at supply-demand balance sheet, we're kind of maxed out on ethanol. We're kind of maxed out on feed usage. But that export number, the one where we got room to zig and zag on, and that's going to get most fundamentalist attention here this winter, according to the weekly sales.
And I'll tell you, world-ending stock ratios, that's the problem.
Well, that's true. We got plenty of grain around in the world, so it's going to be hard to get real bullish. Investment money, they like to buy the news, and the news is not bullish right now due to ample supplies. The thing is, though, we're using a lot more in the world, so we got to have those world stocks high to make sure we satisfy the world usage.
Let's turn our attention to soybeans. Soybeans vulnerable to another leg down?
Well, wet weather here is going to give support. Like the corn, I feel we're range-bound here for a while. Nove's back up to 950 is going to be resistance, and back down to $9 is support. There's bean harvest to still take place yet around. Yields, fairly decent. We'll see how the export news goes this week. There's not going to be news today because of Columbus Day. So it's going to take aggressive Chinese buying. They're going to have to continue to buy. We're in transition from the southern hemisphere to U.S. on their shipments. So naturally, we're going to see shipments coming a little low, but those shipments should pick up here as we move down the road.
So 850 futures in your mindset, not in your headlights at the moment.
Well, when you listen to people visit or talk about, plans and expectations, that's probably way too high for a 2015 crop. It seems like, producers aren't going to plant any corn at all. They're just going to plant all beans. So it feels like there's no 15 beans could go on down to 7.5, drop right through that 8.5 area. A lot of them are looking for the corn bean ratio 2-1. Versus, over 3 where we were here just this last year. So if there's bearishness, I believe it's going to be in November 15. These old crop 14s, we'll see how $9 holds. A lot of it's going to hinge on the southern hemisphere and their planting progress and their growing prospects here once the calendar turns 2000.
Now, let me ask you a question. You've been doing this a long time. More than 30 years?
32 years.
You ever see 3-1?
I just did. anymore you walk in the office at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock, and, I'm just not surprised anymore.
What else before we let you go? I see the dollar has kind of fallen back some significant amount.
Yeah, it's going to be a big mover here. For those who talked about the weak dollar a couple of years ago, they don't want to talk about the strong dollar now. So it's something to watch. As a producer, I continue to mention, don't get hung up on it. It's more for a portfolio manager, equity trader. For a producer, I don't think you really need to be basing your planting and harvesting and marketing decisions based off what the dollar is doing.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. December corn is trading 339.5, up 5.5. March, 352.5, up 5.75. May, 361.5, up 5.75. July, 369.5, up 5.75. November soybeans, 929.5, up 7. January, 937.5. Now, quarter, up 6.75. July, 9.61, up 7.25. October soybean meal, 343.60, up 4.30. October soybean oil, 32.43, up 15. October live cattle, 166.55, up 165. October feeders, 241.10, up 60. October lean hogs, 109.67.5, up 22.5. Soft December wheat, 502, up 3.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.